My name's Aaron. I'm an addict. We open this with a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Where to start today? Well, I don't know. My name's Aaron. I'm an addict. Let's start with that. That's usually about the first one. Usually I have an idea or something, what's going to come out or what I think I'm going to say. But today, honestly, like, I really don't. All I can say is, like, it's a really great thing. And I see, like, a lot of hope and, like, a lot of inspiration from everybody else here. More than, like, I see something in myself or, like, that I'm going to tell some great story or hear anything great that's going to come out or... You know what I mean? That I'm doing anything special in my life. Like, I like really sitting back and looking at the other members and people who come in that are new or people that have been here for a while and seeing the things that are happening with them and watching the changes that happen in their lives. Because, like, there was always, like, there's, you know, all the corny sayings and, like, all the corny people whenever I first came. Like, it said, like all the shit that I didn't want to hear. Like, one guy would be like, I'm living a life beyond my wildest dreams. I'd be like, please shut up. You know what I mean? Like, cause every time. But like, honestly, like, I live a life beyond like my wildest dreams and active addiction. Like the things that like I wanted to have and like, you know what I mean? The stuff that I wanted, like, that were just total fantasies that I talked about. Like, I had the chance to make them happen today. And like, whenever like I see people who come in now who are like, just still just right on that starting point, you know, when they're like, can I do this? You know what I mean? They're like, could I get a car? You know what I mean? Could I have a job? Could I do these other things? And like, I start to see them getting these things back. And like, whenever I came up here today and I see like all the kids running around, I'm like, that's like one of the greatest things I see, is like everyone getting their kids back and families and relationships and like being happy and being able to like come up and enjoy the day. You know, like that's real big for me. But I think I'll start my story off by like pretty much the end, you know, like there really isn't like a whole bunch of like stuff that really led up to it, you know. Like, I think I was tired of living, you know, just using drugs every day, constantly in and out of rehabs, constantly in and out of jail, you know, so much that like, like, I literally had, like, a trash bag that was packed that lived at the bottom of my mom's steps. You know, like, I would come back from one place, you know, and I would just come back and I would just grab that one trash bag, you know, because it would be, like, either probation officer is going to send me to jail or I'm going to be trying to run to rehab, you know, that, like, so that I'm not going back to jail. Like, by the end of all my trips, like, I had probably 18 times in inpatient rehab. You know, like, I thought, like, that I could, like, write you a book about rehab, you know, like, I knew what to do, you know, the people came and they tried talking to me, like, I got a counselor who's pretty much a PhD, you know, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about, you know, I'll tell you how to, what's going to work for me, you know, and then 3 weeks later, I'm back there, you know, time and time and time again, like, the problem was me, you know, and that, it's crazy to me at the moment, but like, I went to prison for pretty much the last time for the same exact thing I went for every other time. Me being me, not listening to anybody else, not wanting to do anything else, not wanting to try anything else. And a bunch of crazy stuff kind of happened there at that time. I don't know if I should get. Yeah, maybe I'll get into it a little bit. Like. Time before, I want to put my head down when I tell some of this stuff now, because it's like, the person that I am today is not what that is at all. And like, the time before that I went and I got admitted into prison, you know. I didn't admit myself, like, I got drug in there. And when they took me in, like, I went in to fill out my paperwork and I was in there and a couple friends kind of came in with me and I was sitting there and I don't know, I was all jacked up on everything, you know what I mean, you're all jacked up on, and like, CO was yelling at me to come over, he's like, hey, you, he's like, dickhead, I'm like, huh, you know, I make a face. He's like, yeah, you jack off. I'm like, huh? Oh. He's like, yeah. Hey, you fuckface, come over here. Sign these papers. So I go over and I sign all the papers and I hand them back to him, like half laughing. You know, and he's like, oh. He goes, we got the stupidest son of a bitch in the county. He goes, he just signed all his paperwork, dickhead, jack off, and fuckface. And I'm like, sure did, you know, and I slid back, and he's like, and they're pretty much like, they took me back in the showers, and the one guy was sitting there, and like, I thought he was having like a good time, you know. And he's like, if I had to deal with people like you every day, he's like, I'd beat all their asses. I'm like, yep, but I'm like, you don't get to, because that's not how the world works. And, so, pretty much like, you know, I mean, they knew who I was at that moment. Well, I ended up getting back out of jail, and like I got released on a bond or something like that. And I literally went back to jail 2 weeks later. I think the way I was 2 weeks later, because I went back to like accept the plea bargain. Well, when I went to accept the plea bargain, all I had to do was sign the papers. I passed out in the courtroom for the second time. And the judge pretty much came over and picked me up, and he's like, Mr. Monroe, he goes, in my 20 years of being on the bench, he goes, I can pick out every person. He goes, I know them by first and last name. He said, you know, what they did, you know, and when they came up, that whenever they come up in front of me, he goes, I know exactly who they are. And I'm like, all right. So they take me down to the jail, and whenever I get to the jail, like, I'm still pretty incoherent at the moment, and they come back up, and it's the same COs and all the other people. They're like, hey, buddy, you know what I mean? They're like, hey, dickhead, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, you know what I mean? It's like, I thought it was like happy days or cheers or something, you know what I mean? We're like meeting up with all my old friends. And I walked pretty much into there, and that day he said something to me, and then like I said something back. He said something, I said something back. He thought he was funny, I thought I was funnier. And I woke up in Frick Hospital in Mount Pleasant, with like hooked up to all kinds of crazy stuff, and you know what I mean, they're not a good time. You know what I mean, handcuffed down to the bed, and like I'm still trying to like figure out what happened. You know, but whenever like I actually figured out what happened was really like I didn't even figure it out until the next day, because like the next day I woke up and I was pretty much like in a medical unit in the jail, handcuffed. You know what I mean, not handcuffed at that time, but I came back and they told me that, like, I was being charged with aggravated assault. Corrections officer. I was like, what? I was like, no. I'm like, I don't think that's how this happens. They're like, well, he called the cops on you. I was like, well, I'm like, I kind of couldn't call the cops on him. You know, I'm in jail. I'm like, I don't really have a phone. They're like, well, that's not how it works. Like, you're always your day in court. So I was like, this is pretty much the craziest thing I've ever heard. You know what I mean? I'm getting charged with aggravated assault, you know, and I pretty much just got beat up because I thought I was funny, you know? So they ended up putting me into like solitary confinement, and I had to sit there for like 6 months or something because I allegedly fought this guard, and, not a good time. Not really a good time. And, I sat there pretty much the whole time, and like, I had nothing to do with my brain, but just to sit there and go even more crazy, you know what I mean, on top of like being, you know what I mean, super addicted to drugs, super stuck in life, like I'm 28, 29 years old, like sleeping on like my grandma, whoever's family member's couch who had left me. I had nothing in my life, you know what I mean, like thinking I'm something, you know, like, and it's just like, that amplified it so much more. And like, I think I went crazy like twice. You know what I mean? Like just sitting there in a room by yourself for 23 and a half hours out of the day. And, well, I sat there the whole time and I thought about like how whenever I got out that like I was going to take and like, I'm going to sue these people. You know what I mean? Like they broke my nose. They broke out two of my teeth. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, this is like the craziest thing I've ever heard. And like some kind of social injustice was done, and like, I have to do something. So, like, I planned that whenever I got out of jail that I was going to sue the county. And, like, I sat there and, like, it's, like, the first thing like, I ever took, like, real initiative on my life. Like, I wrote people, you know what I mean? And, like, I got called other attorneys and was trying to figure out someone that would do this thing. And I ended up finding a lady that was an attorney in Greensburg, and she said that she would take my case, you know what I mean? That, like, that that, you know what I mean, what they did was wrong, and you know what I mean, this and that, and I'm sitting there, I'm thinking like, all right, this is what it's going to be, you know what I mean, I'm going to get, like, I don't even, an astronomical amount of money, do you know what I mean, and like, this is how it's going to work, so, like, she told me that the one requirement for me to pretty much stay clean, you know what I mean, well, was for me, her to have my case was for me to stay clean. I mean, she's like, I cannot represent you or take you in front of any court. She says, you pass out in front of judges. She says, you know what I mean? Like, your track record's this, you know? And, like, she's like, pretty much, if you want to be represented, she's like, you can't get high. And I was like, all right. Well, I had, like, a little bit of, like, some experience coming to NA, like, sort of. Like I came, I showed up, like, a little bit. Well, let me rewind the tape. Whenever they left me out, they put me to the balance of my max on this thing on house arrest. You know, and they told me that my house arrest person told me I could go to meetings, you know what I mean, I could go to work. So like I literally went to meetings pretty much every single night because like I'd rather went to a meeting than sit at home. And like that, the judge pretty much told me, I mean not the judge, the attorney told me that if I wanted the, you know what I mean, her to represent me that I had to stay clean. So like it kind of was like I didn't want to stay clean for me. I really didn't really want to, like, I really wasn't, like, sold on it, like, 100%. Like, even though my life sucked, I didn't want to be there. I just wanted to, like, be stuck and, you know what I mean, everything was shitty. Like, I still didn't want to. There was no willingness, but, like, it's crazy, like, how sometimes, like, I believe that to be, like, the higher power of the God, you know what I mean, for me. That, like, had to put something there, like, you know what I mean, to, like, punch you in the face, you know what I mean, like, literally punch me in the face, you know, to make it, you know what I mean, like you could see something, you know what I mean, it needs to happen, because like, whenever I went and I started going to meetings, and like, in the whole time, and like, I was doing stuff, I mean, mostly showing up, and mostly just not using, but you mean like, I was entering like a little bit more, and doing a little bit more with step work, and doing a little bit more with like, meeting with some people and just like hanging out and doing more until like I had like the court proceedings and the other stuff are still going on, the attorney's kind of still happening, like, and like I maybe had like 18 months or like close to like 2 years clean. I mean, this is still going back out, and like I tell myself, like, the attorney pretty much came back and called me the one day and told me that my case was getting thrown out of court because of a technicality of, you know what I mean, of what happened. And, like, I was just like, well, this is crazy. But, like, I couldn't... At that moment, like, I think I hinged so much on, you know what I mean, like, this money, you know what I mean, the other stuff coming, that, like, it was strange, though, because like, at that same time, like, I had, like, this moment of, like... Actually, hell, it was like the same day. It was like almost like the day before. It was the same day as before. Like the day before, I was driving around in the car because like I just bought a car that I had. I had like a business I was kind of like doing myself, and it was going. Like bills were paid, stuff was happening, and like I'm driving, like, you know, like staring out the windows. I'm like, man, I'm like this life's pretty damn good right now. I'm like, you know, I have this going. I'm like all this other stuff, and like I honestly looked up and like it was like kind of like one of them like. Quick prayers, you know what I mean? Just like after the thing, I was like, you know what? I was like, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter if I win this or not. I'm like, because you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm totally happy. I'm like, things are going right. You know what I mean? I don't even need this money. Well, then the next day, the attorney called and told me my thing was thrown out. And like instantaneously, I'm re-praying. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, rewind that a little bit, you know what I mean? I'm like, because I could use some of that money. But that's kind of like how... It kind of stayed because, like, I don't know if I would have stayed. I don't know if I was totally sold in on the idea. Like, I never really totally was. Like, I wish that, like, I had, like, that whole thing of just, like, just totally ready, you know, and totally willing and totally wanting to change. Like, I don't know if anybody has. Maybe. You know, I guess whatever your higher power just put into your thing that gives you those signals or the signs or, you know what I mean, the hints in your life that, you know what I mean, that this is the time for you, you know what I mean, you take them, you know? But I think since then, like, there's been so much more of a gigantic change for me. I mean, that person that was totally stuck in life, you know, couldn't get nothing, who didn't have nothing, who was 28 years old, and like literally like I was 11 years old probably, you know what I mean, like in my mind, and like just really a child in an adult's body, you know, living life, telling people, you know what I mean, they knew it was going on, but like I didn't know how to live. I didn't know how to do anything. Like, I literally came here and I learned how to, I think, do everything. I learned how to, like, get car loans. I learned how to, you know what I mean, pay taxes. I learned how to like, buy houses. I learned how to build credit. I learned how to, like, get jobs. And I learned how to network with people. I learned how to do so much other stuff that, like, it's so crazy to me, like, that now that, like, whenever, like, I step back and, like, I go to other places and I do other things that like sometimes, you mean, like at jobs and stuff like that now, like a thing about a drug addict or drugs will come out and like I'll say something to somebody and they'll be like, you. I'll be like, you know what I mean? Like I have to like convince these people that like I was a drug addict, you know what I mean? Like bottom of the barrel, you know what I mean? Like stealing everything, you know what I mean? Living like a pirate, you know what I mean? Not showering, you know what I mean? Stealing shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's going out of style. Like, you know, like anything that wasn't bolted down, you know what I mean? Like, I told people I lived like a pirate for real. Like, but, like, you know what I mean? To what I am today, you know, like, I have morals and boundaries, and you know what I mean? Like, I try to live, right? You know, not perfect by any means, you know, like, say that a lot, you know, that I think the only thing that I do right on a daily basis is I don't pick up, you know, because, like, I have character defects and lots of other things that, like, that come up on a day, you know, that make me who I am, but as long as I don't use, you know, I still have that opportunity to continue on. I think that's all I got. Yeah.